The nation's highest court will deliver a landmark ruling this morning on whether Australia's First People can be deported as aliens. At the centre of the High Court case are two overseas-born Indigenous men who failed the migration character test. The Commonwealth is arguing that being Aboriginal, quote, does not prevent a person from being classed as an alien. Maurice Blackburn lawyer Claire Gibbs is representing these two men. Claire, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Claire, both your clients were born overseas. Neither of them has Australian citizenship. Each held an Australian visa until it was cancelled because they were found guilty of a violent crime. Under the law, that means they're eligible for deportation, doesn't it?
Well, not necessarily, Fran, and that's why this case today is of critical importance, particularly for Aboriginal people who have been born overseas. Look, we know it's not uncommon for people not to have their, well, to have their citizenship paperwork in order. Our clients have always been eligible to be citizens, but this is not what it's about. The government are using the aliens' power to detain our clients and seek to deport them. Mm-hmm. That's why the definition of an alien is important, because if our clients are found not to be aliens by the High Court later this morning, we say that the government is unfairly and unlawfully using the aliens' power to detain and deport them and to essentially deprive them of their Aboriginality.
Okay, so this presumably goes, and maybe you'll correct me, but to the notion of whether an Indigenous Australian can be an alien in their own country. Can we go to the men's past? Because as I mentioned, neither of them were Australian citizens, as you've confirmed. But one man, I think, will tell me how both of them identify as Indigenous Australians. What's their Indigenous connection?
So both of them have an Australian Indigenous parent. As you mentioned, Daniel Love was born in PNG and Brendan Toms was born in New Zealand. Both came to Australia as six-year-old boys and have remained permanent residents since.
So Can I just interrupt? Is Daniel Love, is his father, is his grandfather Indigenous or is his father directly Indigenous? What's the link?
His father is Indigenous, right. And his paternal grandfather is Indigenous. Daniel's paternal grandfather was actually fought for Australia in the Second World War in PNG. So that's the connection with PNG. That's mm-hmm. how he came to be born overseas. But he's certainly, Daniel is a descendant of the first Australians. He's a Kamilaroi man.
Right. So what is the argument? Because the Commonwealth says non-citizens are aliens and they're taking no account of the Indigenous, the fact that both men are Indigenous, the Indigenous connection.
And that's where their view is quite binary. It's not disputed that our clients aren't citizens, and that's what we say, that this case isn't about citizenship. Mm-hmm. It's accepted by all parties that our clients aren't citizens. What the power, the Constitution gives the government essentially power to detain and deport aliens. So that's why we're focused on the definition of an alien. And we say on any common sense measure, with both of our clients being direct descendants of the first Australians, cannot be aliens in their own country.
And has the Commonwealth disputed that? I mean, you're talking about connection to land. I think one of these men is a native title holder. What's the Commonwealth's argument there against how a first Australian can be an alien in their own country?
Well, look, as you mentioned before, they've said, you know, that whether somebody is Aboriginal or not is not relevant to whether they're an alien. We say, of course, it is relevant. Essentially, what they will do if the government proceeds with deporting Mr. Toms is to strip him of his Aboriginality. Deporting an Aboriginal person, they will lose their connection to country, the connection to culture. And for Brendan Toms, he'll be permanently prevented from exercising his native title rights.
Well, you can't actually strip someone of their Aboriginality, can you? I mean, by definition.
Well, you can, because in terms of Aboriginality, the connection to country is of critical importance. So if Brendan's removed from this country permanently and not able to return, he cannot exercise his native title rights. He cannot, you know, participate in traditional
ceremonies. Oh, I understand
that.
I suppose what I was trying to say is if you are an Aboriginal Australian, then you are an Aboriginal Australian. That can't be taken away from you. It's the question of whether you're Aboriginal Australian and a non-citizen, what is the dominant, I suppose, the dominant identifier? Is that the argument essentially?
Well, look, our clients both obviously self-identify as Aboriginal, but, you know, in terms of if an Aboriginal person is deported from Australia, to which they have their, you know, their deep, deep connection, mm-hmm. They will be, you know, permanently precluded from, you know, their culture, essentially.
And how does the Commonwealth respond to that?
The Commonwealth has always held the sort of binary view that they're focused on: if you're a non-citizen, you're an alien. And we say that that's not the case, and that's why we've asked the High Court to define exactly what an alien is.
Does the Constitution give us any help here? I mean, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aren't mentioned in the Constitution. Would the case be stronger if they were?
Look, potentially, Fran, and, you know, there is a lot of work to be done to properly recognise our first Australians. But this is a landmark case for that reason. The High Court has never been asked to address or consider this before, as to whether an Aboriginal Australian born overseas could be considered an alien. Mm.
And what do you think privately, though? I mean, we're having this debate in this country at the moment, and we will, going forward over the next 2 years, talk about representation and acknowledgement of the first Australians in our Constitution. Would that change this argument?
It's going to be a step in the right direction. Today is an important first step, you know, and again, the High Court haven't considered this before, but if, you know, the Constitution is essentially Australia's birth certificate, any interpretation of the concept of alien, including an Aboriginal Australian, whether they're born in this country or not, is contrary to community expectation. So it's our hope that this is a step in the right direction in properly recognising our first Australians.
Do you think the outcome of this case could impact that debate we're having?
Look, it is our hope, and, you know, that debate needs to continue. So, yeah, as I said, this is an important first step. You know, and we're hopeful, and that's the reason why we've fought so hard for both of our clients. Again, you know, they the significance of Brendan being deported is profound. Again, it essentially, in our view, will deprive him of his Aboriginality.
Has the court given any indication to both sides about its thinking?
No.
So no direction at all, or no questions to be answered?
We've had two hearings. So we resumed a hearing in December to specifically address the concept of Aboriginality. So They've heard detailed submissions from all parties.
Okay. And I've just got a few listeners coming in saying, tell us what the men's crimes were.
Look, they were convicted of serious crimes. And look, that's not what this is about. We're not here to defend what they've done. They rightly pled guilty and served time for those crimes. But what this is about is that the government is essentially punishing our clients twice. So they've served their time when they were eligible to go on parole. They were taken against their will into immigration detention. And Brendan Tom remains in immigration detention 501 days later.
So he's still in detention?
That's
correct. But Daniel is not?
No, Daniel was released after 48 days in detention shortly after we filed these proceedings. Brendan Tom has been in immigration detention now for 16 months.
And he's a native title holder.
Correct.
Claire, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.